Blog Talk Radio.
John C. Maxwell, and we
those of you who don't know John C. Maxwell, he is a very, very powerful biblical teacher and leader. He teaches a lot of principles that are based on the Bible, so, and a lot of teaching along the lines of leadership and self-leadership. So, Terry, with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say that John C. Maxwell has been around for a long time. A lot of people don't know that he is a minister. He's a pastor of many different churches. And also, he is an international leadership expert, which means that he coaches leaders. He tells leaders how to be leaders.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and I think at these days and times, we all have to be leaders.
Yes, we do. You know, I'm so glad you said that because, you know, that's one of the things that we've been doing lately. As a matter of fact, you were there August 25th when we did the women leaders and entrepreneurs. And then in Virginia Beach on Saturday, I was a part of the Women's Leadership Conference.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
And yes, and that was awesome. And we have some other women leader things that we're doing. But, you know, of course, leadership for everyone. But I'm so glad that I've been able to tap into leadership for women, you know, as a segment of the overall population of leaders. And so it's been a phenomenal study, these leaders and what they do and how they do what they do and why they do what they do. What's the purpose? You know, the value of leadership has just been amazing. And then looking at this, you know, whole presidential run and campaign. But anyway, so leadership is big. So thank you for bringing
this campaign. And we do need leaders. And it's so funny because I don't know about you, but when I was coming up, I was, you know, raised, you know, not in the church, but definitely around the church. And at one time, they wouldn't let women preach from the pulpit. If you know women.
That's right.
Had another role, and now women are preaching and teaching. As a matter of fact, out here in Raleigh, Agape, they're doing a woman's weekend. And it begins on Wednesday and it ends on Sunday. Now, men are invited, but it's primarily for women. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, because, again, I think we all need that leadership. And John Maxwell says it very good in his book because he has a chapter entitled Victorious Because of a Vision. And I think that's where it will go. You have to have a vision.
I do too.
But
I believe that.
Yeah, you know. And he says here, and I love it, says here, and I quote, Helen Keller was asked one time what would be worse than being born blind. He quickly replied, to have sight and no vision.
That's good.
That's
good.
You have sight, but no vision. Then he goes on and says that, tragically, our world is full of what I call mundane men, people who see only what is immediate. They only reach out for things they can tangibly put their hands on. They go for the convenience. They never look beyond themselves, and they never look at what they could be. A mundane man may be a truck driver, a state president, or a school teacher. Mundane men can be found in every profession. A mundane man, or I should say even woman, is really someone who lacks depth because he or she lacks vision. And it goes on to say, and I put this on my Facebook post, the poorest person in the world, another person who doesn't have a nickel, the poorest person in the world is the one who doesn't have a vision. If you don't have a dream, a goal, and a purpose in life, you're never going to become what you could become. And that's from John C. Maxwell.
You know, I agree with that, you know, and this is coming from this book that you're discussing as part of the Book by Book Project, Be All You Can Be. And, you know, certainly, like you said, you know, this certainly is a book that will challenge the reader and stretch the person to live out their God-given potential and their success with principles that really work. Again, pick up a book. We're giving you almost a leg up by having done the research, chosen books that most definitely will stretch you and show you that God does have a plan for your life. And
right.
that he has given you skills, abilities, gifts, and talents to bring about that plan. He's given you the plan, but now you got to work it out. What more do you want? And, you know.
And it's so funny because really I think at least what it comes down to purpose, I think, you know, we have to live life on purpose, which means that every day we have something to do. I mean, I can't believe when people tell me they're bored because there's so much to do. I mean, how could you be bored? What I love in this book here, John C. Maxwell, he breaks down purpose, okay? He says that we have to have a purpose. And he takes purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, and he breaks it down like this. And this is beautiful. He says here, purpose, P, pray more than the ordinary person. U, unite more than the ordinary person. R, risk more than the ordinary person. Plan, P, plan more than an ordinary person. O, observe more than an ordinary person. F, sacrifice more than an ordinary person. And E, more than an ordinary person. So again, he's saying here, don't be an ordinary person. Be on purpose.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
and you know,
God doesn't want to be ordinary. He wants to be extraordinary, okay? I mean, that's the purpose of growing, you know?
I said, that's serious. That's serious stuff. Be on purpose. I love it. Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it says, and this is breaking down, you know, purpose. Pray, unite, risk, plan, observe, sacrifice, and expect. And I think expectation is something that, you know, we really live for. We expect the best from, you know, our God. We expect him to give us all the things that we can imagine and things that we can't even imagine. I mean, my life has been so rich when I decide, you know what, let me get out of my own way. Let me stop, you know, thinking I know all the answers. And let me, you know, plug into some divine wisdom. You hear me? and stop being so full of myself that I can't really reach out to people that have less degrees and credentials than I do, but you know what? They have the wisdom from the Bible that they've had for a long, long time, and it has marinated and it has gotten to the point where, you know, sometimes when you cook a meal, and it tastes good that night, right? But then you put it in the refrigerator and you let it marinate and get together and those juices, and then sometimes the leftovers taste better than the real meal because it has time to sort of sit a while. And that's why a lot of people that I've met, you know, in my walk here, you know, people who, you know, don't have a lot of, you know, credentials, don't have a lot of, quote, training. But you know what? They have the wisdom that I could never even begin to realize unless I plug in with what they're plugged into. You know, and it's beautiful.
That's so true. And we certainly welcome those who have tuned in today. We know that this is Tuesday, the Book by Book Project. The book being discussed today is by one of a great leader, teacher, biblical scholar, trainer. He trains companies. He trains CEOs, CFOs, COOs all over the world. He trains pastors. He trains church leaders. He'll train you and me when he writes these books and makes them available at every bookstore, whether it's Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, or wherever. Leadership, he writes a lot on leadership. That is definitely one of his major, major topics. And that John C. Maxwell, and this book, what's the name of this book again, Terry?
The name of the book is Be That Can Be.
Yeah. Be all that you can. Reminds me of that military slogan.
Yes.
I believe it's the Army or one of them, the Navy, one of them used, I think the Marines. Be all that you can be. Be a Marine.
You know, and Lisa, we talked about this before, talking about Les Brown, and Les said, you know, you should, you know, live full and die empty.
Die empty, yes.
Meaning that all that you have to give is that you're given. That some people, they're holding back, they're holding back, and they're cheating themselves, but even more so they're cheating themselves, they're cheating us, and they're cheating God, who has given them the potential to stretch, to be all that they can be, and even more.
Yes.
I look at my life, and I know I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. Not even 10 years, not even 5, maybe not even the person that I was yesterday. Because today has its own special challenges. But you know what? I love what John Maxwell says about failure, because a lot of people don't like to try because they don't like to fail. But you know, he says that to be successful, you have to fail. You know, I mean, when scientists make mistakes, they don't call it failure. They call it an experiment. And I like he says here, the book says, this may be hard for you to believe, but successful people experience failure almost as often as unsuccessful people. In fact, on average, successful people
more
every 5 times they attempt something, and unsuccessful fail 3 out of 5 times. So again, the more things you try, the more things you fail, but the more that you learn. That's it. Because treating failure is different, you know?
More opportunities to learn. I mean, we do know that some people choose not to learn from their failures. However, because it happened to them at any given moment that they decide to come to full consciousness, they still have all those failures to learn from. And that's exactly what happened to me. It took me some years to realize that what you just said, what he quoted in his book, that failures are an opportunity of learning to grow and develop. But I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until I was in my late 30s.
Yeah, and that's something.
But I still had all those experiences, so all I had to do. So it took me about a whole another 10 years to then go back through the subconscious, you know, mind and through all of my memories and pull up every failure. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear more about it in the new book that I'm working on, where I'm going to be talking about that, how to go back and take every failure and turn that thing around and still get the lesson. See, the lesson is not lost. The lesson is not gone. It's just that you haven't used it.
Well, so that's the point, you know, and he goes on to say that, you know, we really have to live, like you said, on purpose and, you know, and live consciously. You know, he said there are three levels of living. He said it's the see it level, you know, where we see it, you know, there's the say it level, when we say it, and then there's the see it level, where we actually take action to get what we want. He says here, as you climb the steps, however, fewer people climb with you. When you get to the season stage, the action stage, you'll find yourself in an elite group. Most people never climb this high. They have misplaced obstacles and life acts. You know? You ever hear that it's lonely at the top?
Yes.
Well, that's why. Yeah. You know? Because most people.
Right. They don't want to climb. They don't want to climb. And I've also seen, too, that, yes, those people who didn't want to climb with you. But, you know, I found when I got to the top, I found a lot of other people up there, people just like you.
Yes.
people like Hope Harper and Holly Kelly and the Beverly Carters of the world. You know, people like the Lady Flags of the world. But when I got to the top, sure, those people I was climbing with, they were no longer there. But there was a whole new group of folk that also had made it.
Well, see, that's the thing. But what they did is they did something that unsuccessful people won't do. And one of the things that John Maxwell said in his book, I think, is just key. It says here, many great dreams die because dreamers lack the commitment to declare them. Other people cannot follow our inward hope. They follow our visible commitment. It's seeing the dream consume us and seeing the commitment that makes us act on what that dream causes others to follow. And I love this part. Commitment is contagious. People only catch what has caught you. Okay?
You know? That's
good. Like some of the greatest leaders, man, they just sort of bring people along. You know, you ever been in church and you hear a speaker, and before you know it, the speech is over, but you've been just caught up in his journey. You know, he's just going too long. It's contagious. It's like it's like joy. I mean, joy, if you have joy, you spread it around. It's contagious. If people catch your joy, and they love it.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, you know, this is an awesome, awesome thing that you're talking about here. Powerful book. Those that are tuned in, try to get your hands on this book. You know, I know you're tuning in because you've caught on that we don't have to stay where we are and we don't have to limit ourselves based on some belief systems that may have been bestowed upon us that are not necessarily serving us for where God wants you to be. You know, God wants us to live this unlimited life, this abundant life, and he wants us to show others how to do it.
Wow.
You know, these books that Terry has selected, this book particularly, it's never too late. It's never too late to be all that you can be. I just love that. You know, this sounds like one of those hot ones to run out and buy today.
It is, because the subtitle, it says here, be all you can be, but the subtitle says a challenge to stretch your God-given potential.
Okay? Wow.
It comes from God. And he says in the book here, commitment will free you and let you loose to do great things for who? For God. Not for yourself. I mean, you know, and one of the things about being a Christian is to surrender your will to God. So it's not about you. Understand that it's not about you.
Well, you know what I like about this book, you know, for me, this really just sounds like it fits very nicely with this project that I've been working on,
what?
Release Your Power.
Yes, yes, yes.
8 strategies for becoming who you really are.
Right.
And, you know, and I just love how God, I just so love how God, Terry, has truly used you to, he really has used you in a mighty way. And as an example to others, you don't know who God has placed in your life to help usher you further into your destiny.
Oh, that's so true. Can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
What happens when you don't release your power? That's what I want to know. What happens
when you don't release your power? You can die full. You can hinder others from getting some type of release that they could have had. Because something that you have that is tied to someone else, exactly what I'm saying, you have something that's tied into helping me get even further. But if you didn't release that, then there I would be, you see. So, a lot of things that you don't want to happen. You cannot live up to your fullest God-given potential, and that will be devastating.
And you know what?
Les
Brown says that, you know, if you don't release your power, you begin to fill your life up with distractions. You fill your life up with garbage because you're not moving ahead. You're being stagnated, and it's to want to grow. We don't want to stand at ourselves. You know, going back to the ancient Chinese culture, it was feminine for women to have small feet, and what they would do, they would actually bound their feet so the feet wouldn't grow. You know,
exactly. Exactly.
And again, that's a deformity, okay? That's a deformity,
right.
So we don't want to be
that's
deformity,
right.
Because, you know, that's not good, you know? And again, I believe that if you don't reach your power, you self-destruct. It's
you know, okay, I love it, and I just want to welcome Saidi Brown from The Morning Show. She's in the chat room, just to let you know that Professor Terry, welcome. Good morning. This is so good, and I'm so glad that you stated that about Les Brown. I'm getting a little bit of feedback. There you go. Yes, that is so, wow. Don't go around filling your life up with distractions. release your power. Be all that you can be. Take the challenge to be stretched, to live out God's given potential. I tell you, this sounds definitely like, and you know, there are others that also have these very powerful book. And just want to mention Saeed Brown, thank God that she's tuned in. She also has a, you know, not a powerful book, but several of them. But I know her book, Life Remix, is on the same line, is on the same lines of what we're talking about being all that you can be, taking that risk, that chance, that purposeful risk, as John C. Maxwell has stated. And, you know, just these are individuals that she's another person that God has allowed me to connect with, that these individuals, you all have a part to play to help in folks reaching their destiny. And to me, that is one of the saddest things that happens when we don't release our power or we don't become all we can be. We fail to empower others, you know. We fail to help others out of their places of mediocre or, you know, chaos. And, you know, that's just horrible.
But, you know, again, John C. Maxwell says in his book, he says here, if we can begin to see God as one who expects us to do right, regardless of the consequences, we won't waver. God many times will bring healing and deliverance and power and anointing to our lives. But that's just the icing on the cake. Our concept of God makes a great difference. And I can testify to that. I mean, I didn't start thinking right until I started looking at God in a different way. Because, again, so many feel that it's good to suffer. It's good to have that poverty expectation. But you know what? God has given us the world. And the world is so vast, I can't believe that he would want us to have just a small part of it. I know he wants us to stretch out, you know? And so when it's always the future directions. Right now, I'm thinking about not so much myself. I'm thinking about my granddaughter, you know? I'm thinking about my son's children that have yet to be born. And so, again, if you have this future consciousness, what you're going through now is nothing, because we can get through that because we have a vision. And I think, again, that's what we start talking about, a vision. It comes with a vision. What is your vision for your future? Women love a man with a plan, you know? And we got to have it. We got to have a plan for ourselves and a plan for our family. Because all the congregation is really is families coming together. And that's why I love the fact that, you know, so many people are, there's still some ideas in the world, in the universe, that people are plugging into and is making a difference across the board, you know, because the same thing I'm talking about, the same thing you're talking about, the same thing your friend is talking about, the same thing someone else is talking about, and we're all coming together and sharing it, and it has to have an impact. It has to.
Wow. You're making that impact, and we only have about 90 seconds left to the broadcast, but you know, this is yet another good book. So for those of you, if this is your first time tuning in, every Tuesday, Professor Terry Benjamin is here, and you can connect with him on Facebook. And Saeed, we would love to also discuss your book. If you could contact myself through Facebook, or you could contact Professor Terry Benjamin, and you can get your book to him. And you know, he is an English literature professor. He is an English lit expert. Has been teaching at the college level since I've been knowing him for 20 something years, and you may know him as well. He's also a publisher, has a publishing company. He's also an author, a writer, an editor, and a playwright, a movie producer. You name it. In the field of literature and plays and movies and all that stuff, he knows about it, knows how to get it done. And he is in the Rahway area. So you get that book to him, and he's going to go through it. He's an avid reader. He's just awesome. He teaches reading, literature, public speaking, and all those other wonderful courses. So please, we would love to get your book, A Life Remix, and if you were also able to come on. We do have some other authors that have contacted us, but on Tuesdays, it's called The Book by Book Project, and how to be a success using these books. So these are books that will help make people successful. You know, everybody has a part to play. We're all playing a part, and I love that what you said, Terry, about everyone's impact, people coming together. If you want to write a book, you can still, you know, contact Terry Benjamin about that as well. You know, again, yes. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that, you know, again, it's all about, you know, living on purpose. It's all about conscious living. And in terms of Mr. John C. Maxwell, who was 60 at 65, and he says, really, it's all about growth, okay? If you're not growing, you're standing still. He says one thing, and I'd like to quote here, says here, motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing, okay? So let's be on the move. Let's do it.
Let's get on the move. Well, you know what? And Kiva, also want to say good morning to Kiva as well in the chat room. And I know the people in the chat room can't hear now because they lose sound right at 7:30. But I love that. You said motivation gets you going, but
discipline
keeps you growing, and that's what we love. So it's been great. It's been real. We thanks to our listeners there also on the phone line, those that have dialed in. Okay, I see. Okay, yes, for those who dialed in. Yes, I know Kiva also has a motivational, inspirational radio broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So she knows to dial in. Yeah, you'll actually lose sound. But I know Terry, you also the semester is in. You're also teaching and on your way to class and what have you, and can't stay. So we so appreciate you taking the time this morning to stop by. 7 o'clock, as you do every Tuesday. And I thank you for this new. Yes, go ahead.
John Maxwell is on the cover of Success Magazine for this month. Success Magazine.
Wonderful.
John is still on the cover. Get the magazine and read more of this great man. Great man.
Wonderful. I will get a copy as part of a company that I'm with. They send me a copy every month. So suspect it'll be in the mail soon. Yes, John C. Maxwell is on the cover of Success Magazine. The magazine is a very powerful magazine. If you're not a part of it, you can get it. I know, and there's a lot of good magazines, and that's another thing we can do, too, is to discuss some of these powerful magazines people like Deborah Davis is coming out with her new magazine, Beauty of Holiness, and then we have Breathe Again magazine. We can discuss her magazine. Wow, Terry, I think you just added a new component.
You see what I mean? Again, this is unlimited because it's about success. You know, the book by book success project. Okay,
all right now
for people to. I mean, this if you want to start your library with these books. Okay.
Wow.
By
and
the time
what?
100 books in your library.
Oh yeah, by the time you'll have books and then you'll have books and then you'll have grown. You know, like I love my boy Dennis Kimbrough. The mind, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
Oh,
but,
you could.
You know, our grandparents told us education is the only thing they can't take from you.
That's
you
right.
See, you were going to lose a lot of stuff, but if you got your education, you can get more things. You can go further. You can do more. So get that. And parents, we encourage you to tell your youth to tune in and learn about these books. This way they can learn a little. It's like watching a movie commercial. You learn a little bit about the movie before you go see the movie. So they can learn about these books before they go out and have to get them. So, again, I tell you, we are so glad you all are here. Well, the sun is shining in the back of me, so I'm about to go and enjoy the sun and empowerment on the beach.
Yeah, let's be positive.
That's it? Oh, well, hey, I'm serious. I'm for real. It's the real beach right there, and it's the real sun. So that is, I'm sorry that it's raining where you are, but it's sunshiny where I am.
That's true.
So for those of you who are in this area, we will see you at 9 o'clock at near 34th Street on Atlantic Avenue in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So
All right.
Thank you, Terry, for that awesome. And we will definitely talk later. Everyone, have a wonderful day. God bless you all. Be all that you could be today.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.